My Northwest Weekend on News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM.
Coming up on 3:32, welcome back to My Northwest Weekend on this Memorial Day holiday weekend. One group that shouldn't be forgotten sometimes flies under the radar, and that's the children of military personnel. And you know we have a lot of them in our region. When mom or dad serves in the military, the kids are familiar with things like moving frequently, new schools, leaving friends behind, living in foreign lands, and sometimes losing mom or dad. And joining us now to talk a little bit about what the kids go through and to thank these little Americans is Julie Rahm. She's a radio talk show host and author from North Carolina. And like you, Julie, a child of a military veteran. Welcome to My Northwest Weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
And happy to have you here. And as a child of a Navy veteran and the wife of a career Marine, a military kids do have a special place in your heart, don't they?
They do. I was one, but it was really, I didn't know life was any different when I was a kid or that it could be. But as a mom and getting involved with other families and seeing how resilient and mature these children become at such a young age and what they have to go through, and they just don't mind. I just thought the world needed to know.
Well, we know that the moving around, the constant changes, leaving friends, these are the sacrifices the kids have to make. They really don't have a choice in the matter, and it often goes unnoticed and unrecognized. And kids should get some sort of acknowledgement, shouldn't they?
I think so, because I say I was drafted into a Navy family, but I chose to marry a Marine, you know, and live the lifestyle. And we're just along for the ride when we're the kids. And so it really drives me crazy when I hear civilians refer to military brats in some kind of a detrimental way. I'm thinking, no, they are junior ambassadors around the world. That feels a lot better to a mom, you know.
Indeed. You've talked with hundreds, if not thousands, of military kids. What's the most significant thing that you've learned from them?
Well, I would say there's two things. One is that people are just people. You know, diversity is the norm, and so you just don't even notice it. And the second thing is how to focus on something that feels better, how to redirect when you're getting worried. You just go play. You read a book. You phone a friend.
But what about having to leave those friends behind? You've talked to some of these kids, and what's the reaction when they have to sort of rip up their roots and move somewhere else? We know how the pressure can be with bullying at school and being the new kid. And how do the kids today cope with it, with all the social pressure? I know it was difficult back when I was a kid, and there wasn't all that pressure back then.
Right, and it is a challenge. And those kids do go through a lot of different ups and down emotions. They get angry, they get happy, they get sad, and they need help managing those, which is the work that I do. And sometimes it's fun. They think, well, everybody's worried about reading Shakespeare next year, but I'm moving, so I don't have to worry about that. So sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's a fresh start if you're not having a great time at the school you're in. But then other times it is tough. Maybe you're great at lacrosse, and where you're going, they don't play lacrosse. And so then it really does take some extra mental gyrations to look for what's good about where you're going and why it's going to be okay.
And then some of these kids, the ultimate sacrifice is that they have been traveling from base to base with mom or dad, and then they find out that mom or dad's not coming home. How do they deal with that?
Oh, that is the unthinkable thing, and that is the thought every time these kids have to put one of their parents on a plane to the war, and some of them by age 13 have done it three times, not knowing if they're going to see each other again. That is where their real resilience comes in. That is where their maturity, where they really have to work hard, not watching the news, not listening to other people, and really having open communications with their parents helps a lot. With the caregiver left behind, when they have a safe place with empathy shared both ways to see the world through each other's eyes and be able to share whatever emotion they're feeling, if it's anger, if it's guilt, whatever it is, that they have a safe place for it.
Well, something we all need to do is just to think about those kids, keep them in our heart as we remember those who served on this Memorial Day weekend. Thanks so much, Julie, for joining us and sharing your expertise.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'd love it if your listeners wanted to read a great poem written by a 12-year-old Navy daughter for her friend when her friend's father didn't get to come home. It's posted on my blog at militarykidsspeak.com, and it really says it all about the resilience of these kids.
Well, we'll make sure we put a link up to that on our website at mynorthwest.com. Make sure folks don't miss that. Thanks again, Julie, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Julie Rahm, a career Marine wife, the child of a Navy veteran. And again, it's also something we need to do, and that is salute the kids who are the children of those who serve in the military on this Memorial Day weekend.